Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. Hang over your local news, weather, and sports.
This is His Royal Majesty King Vidor, slayer of the Visigoths, destroyer of the Mongol, and aggravator of the Ottoman Empire. Or listening to my two royal jesters, those gap-toothed barbarians, John Boy and Billy, on Ye Olde Big Show. Arise, Sir Lord of Beef! Arise, Duke of Ellington! Arise, Water of Ten! Essence of Myrrh! Milk of Magnesia!
Coming at him, it is Thursday, September the 9th. You got John Boy and Billy.
Hey.
Tater.
What's up?
Randy.
Hello.
Jackie. Yeah. Andy. Behind the glass. Right.
Did Jackie actually make a noise?
I heard a little
she
noise.
She never does that.
She was mocking me.
All right, we'll see what national days you got going on this September the 9th. It's National Teddy Bear Day. Honors the history of one of childhood's favorite toys. Y'all have a teddy bear, you remember?
Yes. Yeah, I do remember.
I remember I had a black and white one. It must have been a panda. I didn't realize it was a little panda teddy bear until pandas became popular later on in my life.
Wow, did it?
That's what I heard, yeah.
It's almost like he's trying to take credit for it somehow.
Yeah. Well, I had a Winnie the Pooh bear, and he didn't come, you know, he wasn't that important.
Well, yeah, I don't even know if Winnie the Pooh was around when I was a kid with my teddy bear. Probably not.
Yeah.
Is that right? Winnie the Pooh been around a while?
Oh, a while, yes.
My Winnie the Pooh was so cool. He had Velcro on his paws.
A bear that could hold stuff?
He could hold stuff, and it looked like he, you know, was sticking with the honey. It would stick on him.
Oh.
Velcro, how old are you? You're just a kid.
Now, Velcro, maybe not, John.
Well, all right. How'd you celebrate National Wiener Schnitzel Day?
You know, I actually had that on vacation.
Did you?
Is that right?
Because Wiener Schnitzel is basically, it was like a little piece of pounded veal. And it's almost like deep fried. It's breaded and deep fried, and it was amazing.
Is that right? So, you know, I always think it's like a hot dog. But
yeah,
it's
I did
not,
too.
Not,
I thought it was like a sausage.
It's just a great big piece of flat veal. Yeah.
Did your wife have to order it for you?
No.
I know that you won't even ask for horsey sauce.
I have a mental block about horsey sauce. But no, I was proud to order because I knew it was going to be good because it was at a fancy place.
Well, wow.
It's like breaded veal, huh? Well, doggone it, I didn't have a Winnie the Pooh bear, or I don't think I've had a Wiener Schnitzel.
Well, we need to take you out.
I've eaten about everything.
Right. Buy him a roll of Velcro while you're out, too.
And finally, it's National School Picture Day.
Oh.
Okay. Now, I guess they take the school pictures this early?
Mm-hmm.
I would think so, yeah.
In a year?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
All right.
Everything's different now. By the way, Winnie the Pooh, 1924. Move on.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow.
Think about that. How it was. Doggone it.
Yeah, I'd always forget to tell my mom it was picture day. And I'd get in trouble every time.
Yeah, now I don't know if you dress up for it these days or not. I doubt it.
I think some do and some don't. It's the way it's always been.
I guess so.
Because Cookie's got so many grandkids, I've scanned so many of their school photos. I can just tell you from the Cabarrus County reference, no.
All right.
It's all about selling that packet, you know?
Yeah. Well, just check with your kids, find out when the school pics are going to be, dress them up that day, eat a winter schnitzel. Wiener schnitzel.
There you are.
Get there right. And hug a teddy bear. All right. We got you.
Okay.
Yeah, we got 3 days in history saved up. Be very important for the game of Outburst we're getting ready to play. So let's wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Hi, right, let's get our first prize back out. We're going to play for today. It's two great board games from the Op Games. If you're looking for an easy, fun party game for all ages, Blank Slate is the game for you. And Hues and Cues is different than other board games. Connecting colors and clues has never been this fun. Look at our 3 dates in history where we'll get our categories. Well, it was on this date in 1884, Antoine Flute Wanger.
No, it's Antoine Feutwanger.
Anton Feutwanger.
Yeah.
Invented the hot dog.
He did, yeah.
Why did Hot Dog Day? We already had a hot dog day.
Wow.
This year, because it's Wiener Schnitzel Day.
And we had Feutlongs.
I like a Feutlong hot dog.
Yeah. Feutwanger might give Fuddruckers a run for the money.
Yeah.
All right, so we didn't call it the Feutwanger. Give me a Feutwanger all the way. All right. Move up to this date, 1978. Colonel Harlan Sanders celebrated his 88th birthday at Kentucky Fried Chicken headquarters in Louisville by opening the world's first chicken museum.
Ta-da.
It was entirely different.
Yep, sure was.
Quiet, please.
And finally, it was on this date in 1993, Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas, told students in Columbus, Ohio, the biggest mistake of his life was dropping out of high school. Thomas said if he'd gotten his diploma, he might have 8,000 restaurants instead of only 4,000.
I see, kids. Stay in school.
You know, he was the longest-running company spokesman on television for years and years.
Remember, we had him in our studio when our studios were uptown Charlotte, man. Had Dave come
in. Absolutely cool. As nice a guy as you would have seen on TV.
Just like the guy you see on TV. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah. He gave me a gold card for when he was introducing the Carolina Classics, the cheeseburger with chili, mustard, and slaw.
Yep.
I didn't wear that thing out.
Yeah.
That's why they quit accepting mine after about 2 weeks.
All right. Well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll free line across America. We play Outburst next. Thursday morning. This portion of the Big Show brought to you by TracFone Wireless gives you control over your wireless plan. No contract, unlimited talk and text smartphone plan starting at just $20 a month.
And unlimited carryover data so you keep what you don't use on America's largest and most dependable networks.
And look at that video of the day brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina Nationals. September 17th through the 19th is Z-Max Dragway. Another ketchup and baking soda disaster.
Don't do that, Earl. We've warned you.
Watch it at thebigshow.com. All right. And now, give our Thursday winning beginning, boy.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Michelle from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Michelle! Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, John Boy and Billy.
Good morning. Welcome in here. All right. Good. Let's get that winning beginning. It's on you, Michelle. You ready to go, baby?
I sure am.
All right, then. In 5 seconds, three things in honor of Antoine Feutwanger that you put on a hot dog. Ready, go.
Chili, mustard, ketchup.
Bam. All right, Michelle, now we need three parts of the chicken you can eat. Ready, go.
Leg, thigh, wing.
And for the win, three classes in high school. Ready, go.
History, geometry, biology.
Ah, pass one out of three. Thank you for good memories.
Good grief, graduate.
And Michelle, two great board games from the Op Games head down to Myrtle Beach for you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Good work, baby. Hang on for Jackie. Bottom of the hour, it's the top of your news. And it puts about 20 minutes away, a rabbi movie review. See what old Myron's seen lately. morning. Big Show's on the radio. All right. Oh, and the Junior Nation Band had requests. One of their first virus songs. We thought we'd be finished with it by now, but said, well, maybe we'll play it again. Mind y'all, wash hands, wash hands, wash hands, y'all. Tiger Shell complained about she has to sing happy birthday twice while she washes her hands.
She does it three times.
She does it three times?
Yeah.
All right.
Because her tempo's bad. You know, you'd think a black girl would have good rhythm, but...
All right. Well, come on. Let's listen to Horton Boys.
That virus. That virus. It's trying to find us. That virus. On every TV channel. All you ever hear them say. Here's the very latest outbreak of the day. Yeah. Maine to California, it's spreading across the land. So don't touch your face, be sure to wash your hands. 'Cause here comes that virus. That virus. It's right behind us, that virus. Giddy up.
Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands now.
Giddy up.
Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands now.
Please quit touching your face. Try hard not to get it, 'cause it gets mighty mean. And if you come now with it, they ain't got no vaccine, no. Don't hoard toilet paper, and don't act like a jerk. The only good part is you get to stay home from work. All because of that virus. That virus. We're undesirous of that virus. Giddy up.
Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands now.
Giddy up.
Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands now.
Please quit touching your face. That virus. That virus. It's right behind us, that virus. That virus. That virus. We're undesirous of that virus. That virus. That virus.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, our resident critic is slowly making his way into the studio with his latest review. So here it comes. All right, please welcome back to the Big Show, Rabbi Myron Bergstein.
Shalom, homies! What's happening, John Goyim and Billy Goyim?
So what happened to you?
Nothing. I've always been like this.
No, you got a big walking boot on your leg.
Oh, that? I hurt my leg.
How'd that happen?
I was thinking about coming in here, and I tried to kick myself in the tuchus. So this happened.
Did you go to the doctor?
Yeah. He said, did it hurt? I said, yes. He said, so you're going to take your flu shot, or do I have to punch you again?
Really?
No, I'm just workshopping some material. Some material that Astro Nerd wrote for me. I really just tripped on the cat.
How long you been laid up?
Oh, not at all. See, you can't let some little injury interrupt your life. A very wise man once said, this is when the great ones dig deep.
Hey, I'm the one who said that.
What a stupid saying. I gotta get this over with. My leg is killing me.
All right, so what did you see?
Not the cat, that's for damn sure. No.
What movie did you see?
Well, since I couldn't hobble to the back row of the cinema, I stayed home and I watched a new comedy streaming on the Hulu.
Hulu.
I don't know who Hulu is. What's he got to do with this?
Another Sarge. You go ahead.
So I watched this new comedy called Vacation Pals.
Friends,
I hate that stupid show. May I proceed? So this young black couple from Chicago, they go on a vacation in Mexico, and they meet a couple of crazy crackers. Mm. A hilarious train of events results in the four of them spending the entire week together. Then the white couple show up at the black couple's wedding, and as you would expect, mayhem ensues. Mm. Look, I'm not going to lie. It's got its moments. Not every joke strikes gold. You know, kind of like this show. But it's only a skosh over 90 minutes, so, you know, it's not your whole night.
I got to ask, how is the cast?
Well, I can't believe I'm saying this, but pretty darn good. Most of them, you know, I never heard of. But the white guy is that wrestler with the cement block head that looks like Ernest P. Worrell on steroids. You know what I'm talking about. He's that big cement head, John Philip Sousa.
Cena.
Cena what?
John Cena is who you're thinking of.
I thought that was the actor who always pretends to be straight, but everyone knows better.
That's John Travolta.
I thought that was the guy Lyndon Johnson killed.
That's John F. Kennedy.
I thought that was the country boy who found out the hard way he couldn't fly.
That's John Denver.
I thought that was the guy who's head wound up on a plate.
That's John the Baptist.
I thought that was the skinny guy who used to be fat and now has got more loose skin than Star Jones.
That's John Goodman.
I thought that was the piano guy who used to dress up in sequins and feathers and everyone was surprised to find out he was a gay.
That's Elton John.
So who the hell am I thinking of?
John Cena.
Can you believe his religion worships aliens that lived in a volcano?
So, anyway, what do you think?
So, like the kids say, that's straight down wacky, yo.
No, the movie.
Oh, well, you know, it's definitely not for the kids. It's pretty salty. It's not the Citizen Crane or nothing, but it's pretty okay. I give it 2.5 yarmulkes. So, tune in, tune out, shut up, shut down, who the hell cares? If you don't see it, nothing bad is going to happen. If you do see it, nothing good is going to happen. It's just a damn movie, you idiots. But the best part is you don't have to leave home to see it. And trust me, see it during the day. It'll feel like a matinee and seem cheaper.
Good morning, everybody. You got the Big Show on the radio. Right, Big Show on the radio?
Right!
All right, let's take any news, weather, sports.
This is Spanky from the Yellow Rose, and you're listening to the greatest morning show in recorded history of broadcast radio, the John Boy and Billy Big Show. How big is it? Bigger than my head.
Wow.
And that's big.
Huge.
There you SOB, I read it. Now pay that tab, you AC deadbeat. Son of a...
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Thursday morning, September the 9th. All right, getting in September. Maybe going to start cooling off where you are here sometime soon. It is grilling season. Football's back, tailgating. Of course, it's always grilling season for us. There, y'all can't take the heat. Fall coming. Make sure you stocked up on your John Boy and Billy Grillin' sauces. All three of our flavors are available at IGA stores and KJ's. The great states of South Carolina and Georgia. Plus, get your John Boy and Billy's chicken rub and pork rub. You got Carl and Shell's Steak Shake. Same best steakhouse in the state of North Carolina. I butter Carla Cook. Get some John Boy Billy Grillin' Sauce. You can also go to johnboyandbillysauce.com and order it online. Have you get it? Do it. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. It includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. It's the latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine. Pickle juicers and convenient 2-ounce shooters and 64-ounce jugs. Mount Olive Pickles making great products since 1926. I'm going to play with that in a sec. Well, yesterday at this time, found out number one movie in America. Tatertainment News. Is that Shang-Chi Chi Wat? What was it?
Shang-Chi.
Superhero from Marvel that's hard to pronounce. But that one worked out good. But that brings us to our top 10 list right now. Take it, Billy.
Well, the Disney Plus streaming channels had a lot of success with their Marvel superhero shows. WandaVision, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and Loki were all pretty big hits. But sometimes ideas get pitched and never actually get made into a show, because even for Marvel, not all ideas are created equal. Today's Big Show Top 10 list, top 10 Marvel superhero show ideas that won't be on Disney Plus anytime soon. Number 10, Dharma and Groot. Number 9, Punchy McPunch Face. Number 8, Urkel Vision. Number 7, The Black Widow and the Mexican Pool Guy. Number 6, Uber Driver. I don't know what happened there. Number 5, Howard the Dick. The meanest superhero ever. Number 4, The Falcon and Sister Soulja. Number 3, Attention Whore. Very needy. Number 2, Guardians of Cleveland. And the number 1 Marvel show we'll never see, Grab Ass.
All right. So we recommend the Shang-Chi movie that's playing right now.
Or whatever's close to that. Yeah.
Well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy for the big old Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Review yesterday's question. We found out archaeologists tell us the Sumerians of 2100 BC were the first to write down official laws, and this was the first thing they made illegal.
Witchcraft.
Yeah, good move there from the Sumerians. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. According to the World Index, automobiles are the single most traded commodities in the world. And this is number 2.
What are underperforming quarterbacks?
1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina Nationals, September 17th through the 19th at C-Max Dragway. We got another ketchup baking soda disaster. Now, this girl looks surprised.
Yeah,
what did they think was going to happen?
There's a lot of these, you know, like household handy hints that float around on the internet. And a lot of times they're fake, of course, because you can't believe anything that's on the internet, John Boy. But.
Well, I ain't stupid enough to try this, this girl did.
On one of the tips, it says that if you mix baking soda and tomato ketchup together, it makes a great cleaning product. It does not. It makes a very explosive product.
All right. Well, before you try that, maybe you should look at our video today. All
Please.
Right. Good. We're here to help. Right there at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy! Jeopardy!
And now your host, the original Scotch and Soda Disaster, he's John Moore.
And thank you.
Let's say hey to Frank out of Clover, South Carolina. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. All right, Frank, you first up. Let's see what you got. According to the World Index, automobiles are the single most traded commodities in the world. We're looking for number two.
Scratch my head here a minute.
All right, go
cell
ahead.
Phones?
Thank you, Scott. You say cell phones?
What he said.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. Is it cell phones?
That's actually a pretty good guess. You know, everybody's got a cell phone.
Man, that is a good guess. Frank, doggone it. Wish you was right.
Can I give a shout-out?
You sure can. He's over it. Go ahead, buddy.
To my beautiful wife, Kay Marie, my daughter, Tanya Marie, and the rest of my great family.
All right. All the other Maries.
All right, Frank, we appreciate y'all, buddy. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, man. Let's go to Terry in Greer, South Carolina. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
All right, Terry, the number two traded commodities in the world behind automobiles. We know it's not cell phones now. What are you thinking?
Well, you got to have something that runs the car. I'd say oil.
All right, well, as Terry figured it out, oil.
Seven.
Yes, you have.
All right.
Yeah, technically, it is refined petroleum.
Oh,
I was surprised. I thought that would be first. You know, that, but what do I know?
Because oil should have been first? No.
Yeah, because that includes, like, gasoline, jet fuel, heating oil, kerosene, everything.
But the list the list is ranked by dollars.
No. He's on to something. Get the World Index on the phone right now.
Got it. John Boy has a problem with the World Index. Right. Commodities.
Yeah, but it starts with oil.
All right, I'm with you, Terry. Hey, well, that worked for you, buddy. We're sending you the big old Mount Island Pickles prize back down to Greer to celebrate, all right?
All right. Can I give a shout-out?
Of course you can.
Let me shout-out to my grandkids down in Slater, Marietta.
All right, Terry.
Hey, grandkids.
Y'all know their names.
Connor, Cash, Connor, Braden, and Dakota.
See? Yay. Okay. Don't challenge Paw on his kids now.
Sweet.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, dig up a time capsule for this September the 9th, all right? Need a laugh, it's coming up.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Yeah, you listen to this music? It must be time for something.
Can't argue with you there.
Thanks. Captain Gene Engel is... Other job is at Intercoastal Realty Corporation down at the beach. I'll see if y'all heard these. I always look back at the past year for the Darwin Awards. Well, first one, the winner.
Was that Samantha's husband?
Well, that's the Durwood Awards.
The Durwood Awards.
Right. Well, when his .38 caliber revolver failed to fire at his intended victim during a holdup in Long Beach, California, would-be robber James Elliott did something that can only inspire wonder. He peered down the barrel and tried the trigger again, and this time it worked. Yeah, now we have some honorable mentions for 2010. The chef at a hotel in Switzerland lost a finger in a meat-cutting machine and, after a little shopping around, submitted a claim to his insurance company. The company, expecting negligence, sent out one of its men to have a look for himself. He tried the machine and also lost a finger. The chef's claim was approved. A man who shoveled snow for an hour to clear a space for his car during a blizzard in Chicago returned with his vehicle to find a woman had taken his space. Understandably, he shot her.
Mm-hmm. Good parking space, hard to come by in Chicago, I guess.
After stopping for drinks at an illegal bar, a Zimbabwean bus driver found that the 20 mental patients he was supposed to be transporting had escaped. Not wanting to admit his incompetence, the driver went to a nearby bus stop and offered everybody waiting there a free ride. He then delivered the passengers to the mental hospital, telling the staff that the patients were very excitable and prone to bizarre fantasies. The deception wasn't discovered for 3 days.
Oh, man.
An American teenager was in a hospital recovering from serious head wounds received from an oncoming train. When asked how he received the injuries, the lad told police that he was simply trying to see how close he could get his head to a moving train before he was hit.
And now he knows.
He found out.
Brilliant.
Man walked into a Louisiana Circle K, put a $20 bill on the counter, and asked for change. When the clerk opened a cash drawer, the man pulled a gun and asked for all the cash in the register, which the clerk promptly provided. The man took the cash from the clerk and fled, leaving the $20 bill on the counter. The total amount of cash he got from the drawer, $15. Now, if somebody points a gun at you and gives you money, is a crime committed?
Wow.
Seems an Arkansas guy wanted some beer pretty badly. He decided that he'd just throw a cinder block through a liquor store window, grab some booze, and run. So he lifted the cinder block, heaved it over his head at the window. The cinder block bounced back and hit the would-be thief on the head, knocking him unconscious. The liquor store window was made of plexiglass. As a female shopper exited a New York convenience store, a man grabbed her purse and ran. The clerk called 911 immediately, and the woman was able to give them a detailed description of the snatcher. Within minutes, the police apprehended the snatcher. They put him in a car, drove back to the store. The thief was then taken out of the car and told to stand there for a positive ID. To which he replied, "Yes, officer, that's her. That's the lady I stole the purse from."
Oh, man.
Unbelievable. The Ann Arbor News crime column reported that a man walked into a Burger King in, how do you pronounce that Michigan town?
Ypsilanti,
Michigan, at 5 a.m. So he's in a Burger King, flashed a gun, and demanded cash. The clerk turned him down because he said he couldn't open the cash register without a food order. Well, the man ordered onion rings. Mm. The clerk said they weren't available for breakfast, so the man got frustrated and walked away. And finally, when a man attempted to siphon gas from a motorhome parked on a Seattle street by sucking on a hose, he got much more than he bargained for.
Mm. Oh.
Police arrived at the scene to find a very sick man curled up next to a motorhome near spilled sewage.
Oh.
Yes. Police spokesman said that the man admitted to trying to steal gasoline, but he plugged his siphon hose into the motorhome's sewage tank by mistake. The owner of the vehicle declined to press charges, saying that was the best laugh he had ever had. So there's some of what made it for last year.
Lumps in it.
All righty. We'll see if somebody does something stupid this year, and we'll let you know.
John Boy and Billy.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Thursday, September the 9th. About 20 minutes away from On Track with Doug Rice. Get up with our boy Doug at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Where the auto fair's kicking off today. Running through the weekend. Boys gonna be racing up Richmond. Doubleheader with Xfinity in the Cup Series. Get all about it. And like I said, about 20 minutes. First, all right, ladies from Horton Boys, got a CD in the player. Here's a cover letter. Hey, perverts. Looks like COVID just got renewed for a third season. Though here's another one of our big coronavirus box set, if we ever do one.
Okay.
Keep them straight up thar, Hoyt. Well, let's check it out.
Just about a year ago, the COVID first appeared. Spread all around the world, and the world got mighty scared. Things got bad, then things got worse. We all remember that. Oh Lord, here comes COVID again. There wasn't no kind of treatment. It came on so hard and fast. Wash your hands, don't touch your face, and you might want to wear a mask. When you watch the TV, it's all we ever seen. Oh Lord, here comes COVID again.
This is the part where we play through the pain.
Finally got some vaccines, a one or a two-dose shot. And some folks said, I'll take it, and others said, afraid not. The politicians beat the drums, and both sides got all hot. And meanwhile, here comes COVID again.
This is the part where we keep playing because the pain keeps on coming.
And now we got the Delta. It spreads like chicken pox. If you ain't vaccinated, it'll knock you right out of your socks. If you enjoyed pandemic, you'll love pandemic too. Cause oh Lord, here comes COVID again. Oh Lord, here comes COVID again.
Yeah, I don't know what the solution is, folks. Some say we need to vaccinate our way out of this. How's that going? Not too good. And then the people that talk about herd immunity, the problem with that is this herd has got way too many jackasses in it. Look, I wear a mask at the body shop all day already. I don't want to have to wear one at the Quick Pick, too. So get a shot or get sick. Let's get this over with. I got people to see and debts to pull. So mask up, shut up, and quit ruining my life.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
You come to me today because, you know, no Sicilian can refuse a request on the day of his daughter's wedding. I shall grant your request. Someday, I may ask a favor of you. Maybe a haircut. Maybe I'll ask you to lay down your life for me. Maybe I'll just ask you to listen to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Would you rather wake up with a horse's head or these two horses' asses?
Thank you. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Thursday, September the 9th. Having a birthday today. Happy birthday. Sharing one with, we already talked about, Colonel Sanders. He would have been 131 years old today.
Quiet, please.
Oh, Colonel. When did they change the Kentucky Fried Chicken just to KFC?
I want to say 10, 15 years.
Yeah, it's been that long ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Marvin used to say, that means they want everybody to think it stands for cholesterol-free chicken.
Yeah. Right about the time they found out it wasn't so good for you. That's right, when they changed. Right, yeah.
Well, this is KFC. This is entirely different.
Let's see here. Oh, Adam Sandler is 55 years old today.
And he, on the other hand, loves to eat turkey.
That's right.
And supposedly one of the absolute nicest guys in the movie business in Hollywood. Everybody that knows him just loves him to death.
How about that? That's good, man. I like everybody gets on about his movies. I kind of liked his movies. Most of them, I guess.
Well, people keep coming back to watch him, and people keep coming back to make him with him, so he must have something
That's
going
right.
on.
Yeah. Most what's that? You got the Colonel there?
It's either him or Adam Sandler. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we've got a recording session with the actual Colonel Sanders. It was done back in the 70s. And we actually put it all together. We have it if you want to hear it. Or we can reserve it. You might not have time on this break, but when you do, it's really fun.
I think that's when he was introducing the extra crispy. That's entirely different.
Right? He got a little frustrated with the booth people during the recording session. So, everything but cuss.
Right, hang on that. We'll do it. We'll do it a little bit. Because we got Doug Rice standing by in his studios, Charlotte Motor Speedway. We'll take care of Doug. Roll on. All right. Big Show, moving on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to get in the winner's circle, take C. Get two great board games from the Op Games. If you're looking for an easy, fun party game for all ages, Blank Slate is the game for you. And Hues and Cues is different than other board games. Connecting colors and clues has never been this fun. Kind of like Kyle Busch pulling into the garage. Because it won't cost you 50 grand. Wow, look at me throwing some notes out there. From the Post-Southern 500, it's time for On Track with Doug Rice. I'm Ann Doug in his Performance Racing Network studios at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Thank you so much for joining us again this week, Doug and my boy.
I am so simply awed at your specific race knowledge.
Well, I'm like a sponge.
I've heard.
There's nothing smarter on race statistics than a sponge, as we know.
And completely covered with bacteria.
You do not live in a pineapple under the sea, do you, by any chance?
No.
Okay.
Well, Doug, Denny Hamlin, well, what about him? He got his first win of the season here in the playoffs.
Picked a good time to do it. You know, you're proverbial back up against the wall. I mean, he was probably getting to the second round anyway with his points total, but he goes out, he wins this, so that guarantees he's into the round of 12 and advances to the next round. No matter what happens at Richmond or Bristol, Denny Hamlin's in the playoffs. So's Kyle Larson, by the way. He's got enough points that he could just about miss a race and still get in. Wasn't easy. Hamlin took over on a late exchange at pit stops, and Larson tried to run him down at the end of the race. Yeah. And he made a move literally out of the video game. He ran his car as hard as he could and used the outside wall to hold it into the racetrack and tried to run down Denny Hamlin, thinking that Hamlin might dive to the low side. He made for some nice drama and sparks flying at the end of the race. Hamlin wins. Larson finishes second. And a nice Southern 500. That is the fourth win at Darlington for Denny Hamlin. And by the way, he has now passed Bill Elliott on the all-time list of winningest drivers. He has 45. The awesome one had 44. How about that? You don't think of those two in the same.
That is awesome. And, Doug, I know you're a big Atlanta Braves fan. I saw Chase Elliott up in the broadcast booth earlier this week there at the Braves game. He's doing some work with the Children's Hospital in Atlanta. That was neat.
That was a nice thing for him to do. They had Chase Elliott Day. He is an unabashed Atlanta Braves, Georgia Bulldog fan, so it was good to see it. And they, I think, rewarded him with a win that night, so that was pretty cool.
And, Doug, you're breaking it down here. Half of the 16 playoff drivers had problems at Darlington, and that boy Chase Elliott is right there amongst them.
Oh, yeah. He did not have a good night. Crashed out. Finished 31st. Almirola, Reddick, Christopher Bell, Blaney, Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott, Byron, Kyle Busch, and Michael McDowell all finished 16th or worse. Hmm. And that's just not going to cut it when you're getting into playoff time. And that puts Kyle Busch and Byron and Chase Elliott in a little bit of a tough spot. They have used up their mulligan. They've put the ball in the water now. They've got to have good races at Richmond and at Bristol if they want to advance on in the playoffs. And the guy that has frankly struggled all season long, Kevin Harvick, managed to have a decent finish. He's now seventh in the playoff standings, and he's 20 points to the good. So that's the magic, I guess, or the intrigue of the playoff system now. If you get in, if you've had a bad season and you start out well, you can make up a lot of ground on some folks.
That's the truth, isn't it? That's the way it's set up, man. So what do you think about Kyle being fined at $50,000? Is that like a lot for what he did, you think?
I looked up Kyle Busch's net worth. It's somewhere between 55 and 60 million.
Oh, he'll be all right then.
So, I don't think he's lining up for government cheese tomorrow because of this fine. But I think it sends a message. And if people aren't aware, Kyle was involved in a crash. His race car is totaled. He pulls onto pit road and he turned into the garage. But he knocked over a row of cones that they had set up, so you had to drive around those because by driving around them, you crossed one of the scoring lines and the transponder picked up and scored you another lap. Mm-hmm. Well, he pulls in and he just barrels through them, and there are people there, some pushing tires, some security people and other folks. It could have been a really bad situation. Fortunately, it wasn't. He got woed up. People saw him coming, but you know, he was seeing the red mist at that time, and NASCAR said, can't do that. It's going to cost you $50,000. So $50,000. He also let a few choice words on his television interview, but these days I think that's a shoulder shrug and you move on.
All right. Okay, so this weekend in Richmond, it's the Federated Auto Parts Salute to American Heroes here, the 20th anniversary weekend of 9/11. I think that's a good deal they're doing at Richmond. Doubleheader with Xfinity and the Cup guys.
I love it. Saturday racing, you can block out your whole day if you want to. You've got the Xfinity guys racing in the sunshine. And then at night, it's the Cup guys going to battle. So that's going to be a great day up at Richmond International Raceway. And by the way, also on Saturday here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, where I'm based, it's the first time they've had the auto fair in a couple of years. Right. And on Saturday, September the 11th, as you alluded to, the 20th anniversary, all first responders can attend the auto fair for free. Just show your ID and they'll wave you in. I think that's a nice gesture.
Very good. We're going to be talking to our boy Coop about that tomorrow and get some more details on that. The auto fair is going on starting today at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Coop likes to talk.
All right, Noah, who are you looking at Richmond this weekend?
You know, I think it's got to be somebody that has to have a good race. Alex Bowman won up there in the spring, so I think he's a guy worth watching, and I think you've also got to watch out for Kyle Busch. Of every active driver, Kyle Busch has the best record at Richmond. He's won there six times. His average finish is 6.8. So if he can clear his head and get all the junk from Darlington behind him, look for Kyle Busch to make some noise this weekend.
And maybe start making some of that $50,000 back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, because this can't have the guy walking around with an empty wallet, can't.
All right, Doug, we appreciate you, buddy. You have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot. All right, fellas, take care.
Y'all can follow Doug on Twitter at RiceMan61. All right, Billy, let's play this current events quiz. What are we dealing with?
The breakfast menu at IHOP is getting some interesting new additions.
All right, 1-800 Big Show, you toll free line. You take C, you will win. We play next. Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio, and our video today brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina National, September 17th through the 19th at Z-Max Dragway. Another ketchup and baking soda disaster. Looking forward to come out great. Well, it's not going to happen.
Well, that's for us.
Enjoy thebigshow.com. And right now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current events quiz. Tennessee.
Yay. Right. Let's say hey to Henry from Dalzell, South Carolina. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. Welcome in here, Monkus Henry. Relax, listen to Bidley, and win.
Well, if your idea of the perfect weekend brunch includes adult beverages of some kind, IHOP has good news. They're adding alcohol to their menu.
Yay!
They're calling it Bubbles, Wine, and Brews. Now, this is actually not the first time IHOP has offered adult beverages. They've had a full bar at a location in Phoenix for about the last 3 years, and IHOPs in Los Angeles and Las Vegas also serve alcohol, but the new Bubbles, Wine, and Brews menu will be offered now to any IHOP location that's interested in it. Selections are basically beer and wine, but the classic brunchtime mimosa will also be available. Other breakfast chains are said to be watching carefully. If IHOP hits a home run here, it might not be long before we see more bad concepts like A, Starbucks After Hours, B, the Huddle House Pub, or C, Waffle House Presents Shots, Shots, Shots.
What you got, Henry?
I'm going to have to go with C on that one.
Yeah, you will.
I mean, what could go wrong with this idea? Right? People are already fighting at IHOP.
Waffle House, awesome. Oh, yeah, Henry, shout out there, buddy.
I want to give a shout out to the Big Show for helping all us workers out here get through the day a whole lot easier. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate that, Henry. Glad you're out there, buddy. Glad you got in and won. You hang on for Jacket.
Thank you.
All right, let's jump out, catch you up on your news. Adipus about 20 minutes away, getting caught up with the latest edition of Dumb Crook News. All right, got you. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. About 30 minutes ago, we talked about Colonel Sanders would have been 131 years old today. Yeah, back Colonel would do his own TV commercials before they had everybody, you know.
And radio. He did all of his own marketing. He was his own spokesman, kind of like Dave Thomas was.
Right.
And by the way, Dave Thomas used to work for Colonel Sanders.
I started out working for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. That's up, man. Well, all right, so deal is, this is a recording session that we got tapes of a Colonel. Back in the 70s, I think it was introducing the extra crispy version of Kentucky Fried Chicken. All right, let's enjoy that. Roll it.
Take one.
Quiet, please. Recording.
Roll again.
I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy. And I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No.
This will be Wild Lines 30. Take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stop it.
He said cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
That's
all I said.
Better.
Take two.
Carl, if you read it.
Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but it's, now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please!
That real crusty, real what kind of damn... Krispy Kreme. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new Extra Crisp. New Extra Crispy, I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Yet every bit is finger-licking good, you see. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
All right. You didn't even see me, for God's sake.
We're rolling. It's a good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger licking good. I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Warren,
no,
would you like
I wrote
to try it?
I can't say it. I've tried.
That's the first time somebody said, maybe we should get Reba McEntire to be the colonel. Big Show's on the radio. About 20 minutes away from Tatertainment News. Right now, it's time for Dumb Crooks News.
Yes.
Yep, so rested.
We're going to change it. Been doing it 30 years?
Mm-hmm. 40.
Dumb Crook Stories. Yeah. Dumb Crook News. Stories sent in by you, the Big Show listener. We'll get through it. The address will follow this report. A Kashmir, Washington man who was carrying a gun stuffed into the front of his pants accidentally shot himself in the groin.
Ooh.
Well, the stay-at-home gangster told his girlfriend to get rid of the gun while he drove himself to the hospital.
So he's just hanging around the house with a gun in his pants. Okay.
It gets worse. While the victim was being treated for the gunshot wound, a balloon filled with marijuana came out of his butt.
Wow. That's a problem.
Well, that would be the time that would happen.
Did it, like, inflate out of it?
Yeah. Police took the man from the hospital to jail, and while he was being strip-searched, another balloon full of pot came out of his butt.
You know, once I can see, but twice it's just starting to look like carelessness.
Two balloons.
Show off.
He's been charged with a firearms violation, possession of a controlled substance, and being the worst drug smuggler of all time.
Yeah.
A Hawkins County, Tennessee man told police he broke into a nearby home because he needed some dry clothes. Officers spotted a man while responding to a call about the break-in. He was walking down the side of the road near the burglary wearing cowboy boots, a lady's white jacket, and a pair of pink yoga pants.
Say, that's odd.
Wonder what was in his butt.
He told him I was wet because I fell in the river, and that's all I could find. Mm. Well, the homeowners made a positive ID on the stolen wardrobe, and the intruder was arrested for burglary.
And I'm guessing they just told him, just keep it.
So many questions.
A San Pablo, California man was arrested for stealing a taxi cab. Investigators say the man tricked the driver into getting out of the cab, then jumped in and drove away. Mm. He was arrested after he took the stolen taxi to the local DMV office and tried to re-register the car in his name.
Well, see, he's trying to make something out of himself.
He's going legit, man.
Right.
A Milwaukee man was arrested after leading police on a chase that reached speeds of over 100 miles an hour. The suspect told police he'd been smoking pot and his fight-or-flight mentality kicked in when a cop tried to pull him over for a traffic violation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the chase ended when the suspect wrecked his minivan while trying to look up directions on his cell phone.
Okay. You know, crime's not for everybody.
A 58-year-old St. Louis man went on a series of job interviews, but none of the prospective employers actually offered him a job. The man decided to show his displeasure by mailing packages of cat poop to the companies that failed to hire him.
Ooh.
Well, he sent his messy messages to 20 businesses in the St. Louis area. And the man apologized for sending the packages and got 2 years probation. By the way, his lawyer reports the man finally found a job. Hopefully it's not at the UPS store. Lots of people get arrested for resisting a police officer. A Punta Gorda, Florida woman got locked up because an officer was resisting her. She called 911 to complain that her recently deceased husband left his Corvette to his stepson instead of her. Well, the officer who responded found the woman extremely drunk and more than a little horny. He politely declined her advances. A few minutes later, the woman called 911 again to complain that the cop wouldn't, quote, get jiggy with her.
I think there's a state ordinance.
She was arrested for abusing an emergency number is what they got her on.
I hope she doesn't start mailing packages of cat poop to the cops.
A New Zealand traffic cop pulled over a speeder for the second time in 2 years, which doesn't sound so weird except that the two tickets were written over 11,000 miles apart. So shortly after writing a man a ticket on a highway outside London, England in 08, the officer moved to New Zealand and took a job with the police department in the city of Wellington. So in 09, the speeder also moved from England to New Zealand.
Wow.
So he got pulled over for speeding in December of 2010. The two men had a good laugh about their unexpected reunion. Then a cop wrote him the ticket anyway.
Oh, that's right.
He was new on the job. And finally, a Missouri man on house arrest for violating a restraining order was taken into custody after he removed his electronic ankle monitor. The trickery was discovered after he posted a video to Facebook called How to Remove an Electronic Ankle Monitor. If you got dumb crook news, mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Or email anybodybutme at thebigshow.com. It's the Big Show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, I love all those fine, big, strong radio men. Walter Winchell, Cousin Brucey, Wolfman Jack, John Boy and Billy. Oh, John Boy and Billy. And only two white men ever make me more.
Woo!
I feel so vulnerable. Come on! You'll limp back. Well, you walk over, but you'll limp back. Come on!
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Right, mind y'all when the broadcast finishes. Randy, about an hour, hour and a half, he'll have the podcast up. That's the entire Big Show for this morning, September the 9th. The John Boy Billy's Late Risers podcast. Most folks, what the hell, Colonel?
Most folks.
Like it.
Yes.
Because it's tender and juicy.
And it is entirely the Big Show.
Quiet, please.
Over 2 million downloads of John Boy Billy's Late Risers podcast. Now check it out. Everything you need to know is right there at thebigshow.com. It's where most folks go to get it.
Most folks.
Good morning, got the Big Show on the radio. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by TracFone Wireless gives you control over your wireless plan, no contract, unlimited talk and text smartphone plans starting at just $20 a month.
Plus, you get unlimited carryover data. You keep what you don't use on America's largest and most dependable networks.
Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Why, thank you very much. Some sad news and some condolences. First off, Willard Scott passed away while we were on vacation. Mm-hmm. The old weatherman from the Today Show before Al Roker took his reign and started his era. Did you know that...
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't.
He played the first Ronald McDonald.
He was the very first Ronald McDonald.
In the ads.
And then he even had a turn playing Bozo the Clown. Mm. Ah. Y'all knew that too?
Bozo, you're living in the 60s, man.
Thankfully, he passed peacefully with his family surrounding him. He was 87 years old.
Yep. Wow. How about that?
Look at the box office over the weekend while we were away. Shang-Chi... The Legend of the Ten Rings, we didn't talk about it because we weren't here, earned $71.4 million in the Labor Day weekend box office review.
Pretty good opening. And the reviews have been pretty good for it. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
So what's the deal about a regular Japanese guy?
It's a Marvel type movie?
It was a comic book back during the peak. Kung Fu movie craze in the 70s. They came out with this. Shang-Chi was their Kung Fu character.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the first movie starring an Asian superhero.
So Marvel's adding on. So not really adding on. They're going back to older heroes.
Right. Yeah.
Stuff. Okay.
Because they own everything they've ever done.
Yeah.
So it's second in grossing behind Black Widow's. Okay. Movie. She earned $80.3
million. Number two in the Marvel universe.
Yep. Okay. Rounding out the top five, you have Candyman, which dropped from number one to number two. Free Guy at number three. Paw Patrol the movie at four. And rounding out five is Jungle Cruise. So that is what you are not missing at the movie.
So is everything normal at theaters now? Are they spacing you out when you go in?
It depends on the city, state, and everything.
And it depends on what you call normal. I think they're still charging you $8 for a bucket of popcorn. That doesn't seem normal to me.
I didn't have to buy a mask there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, before vacation, Aaron Rodgers was engaged. After vacation, he is now separated. From Shailene Woodley. They say it's just for his NFL season, which he said is a good thing.
They just separated for the season?
Man, that sounds like he used to break up before Christmas. So he wouldn't have...
Wow.
It's a busy work time for her as well.
You know this
so
is my crazy time of year, honey.
This gives us time for both of us to focus on work. Mm-hmm. She's filming a movie, and she, of course, said in the beginning there's no rush to get married, which is good because they were, like, dated 3 months before they got engaged.
Is this the one that Danica Patrick, when they were dating, introduced him to her, and then he ran off with her?
Shailene, I'd like you to meet my boyfriend.
I'll take him.
Meow.
All right.
So that's happening. Let's see. Dancing with the Stars has leaked some of their stars. Looks like Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, is going to be one of the dancing stars.
Dancing with the daughters of the stars.
Former Bachelor star Matt James is going to be joining the season. Let's see. Who else?
None of these are stars.
JoJo Siwa. She's a young star. I don't know if you know the 19-year-old dancer. Kenya Moore, a housewife. Olympian Suni Lee. And the talk co-host Amanda Klutz. So
they should just call it dancing.
So before vacation, they had no stars report. And after vacation,
and not a whole lot.
Now, wait
a
minute, still no stars.
Is Lori Loughlin the one that bribed the people to get her daughter? Yes. Is this a daughter that she bribed to get into college?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now she's on
Correct.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. There you go.
So she'll be all right without her college education.
She's also very popular on the social media, too.
Oh, is that
so
it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
She has her own following
that
they're hoping for.
She sent a press release that said, ta-da.
Before vacation, Kanye and Kim were divorcing.
Uh-huh.
After vacation, Kanye let it slip on his album. I don't think he let it slip. That he cheated on Kim. After their second child was born, he raps about it in a song called Hurricane. and it reveals his infidelity. So
I
that's
got
on
something
his
I
new...
want to tell you, honey. Listen to this song.
See? Now, all these times you've said, oh, my wife never listens to this show. You never know.
Well, I think he called it hurricane business. It sounds like somebody's going to lose a house at the end.
Well, Kanye's bringing in the money with this Donda album. I mean, he's printing it, basically. It's very, very popular, number one. Mm. It's done great. So Kanye's cheating wasn't enough for Kim to file for divorce. It's only when he went public about their decision with their pregnancy, which
that was it's like announcing you're splitting up for football season.
You can do that.
You're like, what?
Maybe I could become a football fan after all.
And so before we were on vacation, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, the Dutch and Duchess of Suckett, had a million-dollar mansion in California. Uh-huh. And after vacation, they've realized that there is a cannabis farm close to their home that's causing a major stink problem in the area. So they paid $11 million for this mansion. You know, their little bungalow of 16 bedrooms, et cetera, et cetera. Right. They bought it this summer. And the farm has 20 large greenhouses full of pungent plants. And many residents have been complaining about the distinctive smell. So it's been legal since 2016 to now have your cannabis farms. And they just kind of honed in on that area. And so they're writing letters to the Responsible Cannabis and Cannabis Association for Responsible Producers. So they will promise that
to
they will...
To whom it may concern!
That they
damn
will
you.
Install controls.
This is about the funky stank situation.
Neighbors say they're not getting high from the smell. It's making them dizzy from the smell.
Doesn't anybody want them to be happy?
So they might be looking for a new home.
Or a can of Febreze.
Or something. And that's your Tater David news while you've been gone.
Good night, everybody!
All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Our prize package we play for right now, a Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. We'll play in minutes. Let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. It's a Big Show on the radio. We're rolling through your Thursday. Video of the day brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina Nationals. September the 17th through the 19th at Z-Max Dragway. They got another ketchup and baking soda disaster.
Boy, do we.
Yeah, man, we pulled the same thing on John Force when he was in the studio. Coming at Dragway. It all comes together. Check it out. Have you laugh at thebigshow.com. And we'll be taking the classic bit requests off the wall in minutes. Right now, let's do it.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They played a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Teresa from Tandy. I can't read Jackie's writing.
You're making this part up.
Tanny Town, Maryland. Is that you? Where you are, Teresa?
You know, Jackie is sitting right behind you. You could just ask.
Yeah. It's pronounced
Tawny Town. Tawny Town. Nice. All right, good work, I think, Jackie. All right, we got Teresa, okay, and Roy from Vass, North Carolina.
How's it going, John Boy and Billy?
Hey, we're doing good.
It's pronounced Voss.
What's up, man? Can't believe it. That's two places I've never heard of. But Roy, where is Vass in our home state?
In between Fayetteville and Raleigh.
Okay. Good. Gotcha. All right, Roy. Well, good. And Teresa, Tawny Town.
We're close to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. We're about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And we're north of Baltimore, Maryland.
Cool. All right. Well, you know how geographically.
Oh, yes.
And dramatically challenged. Really.
All right, so we're ready. Roy, you're on Team Tater and Randy. You relax. Me and Teresa are going to go here for the first 30 seconds. All right. Teresa, are you ready?
Yes.
I know where you are. We're on the same wavelength. Sure. Okay, all right. Start the clock Now, after you use the toilet, you do this.
Flush it.
Yes. All right. If you are not present in school, they mark you...
absent.
Yes. All right. Hey, you go to a blank store, like a dollar store, or give me a deal. Give me a blank on this product. All right. You get your employee.
Yes.
All right. Blank when wet. On the road, you see a sign. Blank when wet.
Slow down?
No. If it's wet, it's very... yeah.
Oh, she got it.
Slippery. Was that after the buzzer?
Oh, way up.
Oh, okay. Well, as Tracy, we put a three on the board.
Yeah, you did.
All right. So Roy and Tater for their first round. Are you ready, Roy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. A new word. Go.
You make a blank of cookies or a blank of homebrew.
Sheet.
No, what's the group of it called? I'll make a blank of cookies. It's like
batch.
Yes,
batch.
Rhymes with it. When you have an itch, you must
scratch.
Uh-huh, rhymes with it. This is a secret blank or the blank to the submarine. You lift up the
lid hatch.
Yes, hatch. Rhymes with it. You might sew this on a hole in your jeans.
Hatch.
Uh-huh, rhymes with it. Strike this for fire.
Oh, there's a buzzer. All right, but you did put a four on the board to take the lead by one. All right, and now Teresa and Billy for round two. You ready, Teresa?
Yes.
And you're picking up on that last one. Go.
You're starting a fire. You strike a what? There you go. Let's see. You tell time by looking at this on your wrist. It's something you wear on your wrist. Yep.
Watch.
Let's see. This is blank foil. You wrap up leftovers in it.
Yeah.
Yep. Make it or blank it. This is a make or blank moment. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, break.
Let's see. You taste with this organ. It's in your mouth. Yep. There you go. A blank book. Spider-Man was a blank book superhero. What kind of books was he in?
Comics.
Yes, there you go.
All right, good work. All right, put a six on that three. Wait a minute.
Make that noise again, Billy.
I can't do it with the same intensity as I did.
You scared me. I thought you were calling a flag on the play.
No, Jack, it's just obviously for her entertainment.
Yeah, okay. Let's pause for her. Okay.
So now if I get back to the score, it is 9.
I think I liked it better when you had to pee during the game.
Oh, no.
So, Roy and Randy, you need 5 to tie. 6 will win.
We can do it.
Come on.
Ready, Roy?
Come on, Randy.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Ready, go.
So you're going out in the woods. You got a tent and all the things you need. What are you going to do?
Camping.
Yep. This is the body of water that runs along your campsite. Not a
river.
Yep.
River.
Yep. This is the thing you watch on TV, football, baseball. It's all what?
Sports.
Yep. This is the hair you grow under your lip, under your nose.
Mustache.
Yep. This is the hair you grow on your chin.
Beard.
Yep.
Tied up.
And, okay, it's a special kind of haircut rednecks get.
Mullet.
Mullet after the buzzer. What we have is overtime. All right, 9-9. After two rounds, we go an extra 30 seconds. All right, Teresa, you're up for your first 30. You and Billy was on it. Why don't y'all go ahead, see what we can do here, all right? All right, so Teresa and Billy for an extra 30. Ready, Teresa?
We did that one.
She said it. Okay, all right, here we go. Brand new. Picking up on that last one. Go.
A redneck haircut, short in the front, long in the back. It's a what?
Mullet.
Yes.
There you go. Let's see. This is where the Bills play football in New York. In what city?
Buffalo.
Yep, there you go. Let's see. This is where the Dolphins play.
Miami.
Yes.
Yep. Let's see. This is bow and arrow. Sport that involves a bow and arrow is what sport?
Archery.
Yes.
Yep. When you get a cut, this red stuff comes out.
Blood.
Yes.
All right, 5 on the board for Teresa. So, Roy, you get to pick. You want Tater or Randy?
Give me Randy.
Thanks, bud.
All right, okay. What we got, Jackie? 5 will tie. 6 will win.
Come on.
Ready, go.
When you're a kid, you wear these on your teeth to straighten them out.
Braces.
Yep. This was James Bond's secret number.
007.
Yep. This is a fire-breathing animal.
Dragon.
Yep.
Dragon.
Okay, so let's go down to town blank. It's also the part of your house that runs between the rooms.
Partition.
No. Like at a hotel, you have this long thing.
Lobby.
No. No, but where the rooms are.
Oh, doggone it. It was Hall that Randy was trying to get you to say. Teresa wins in overtime, 5-3.
This one here.
Oh, man, Roy, that was a good game now, buddy, but you can try again anytime, all right?
Appreciate it. Can I give a shout-out?
Yes, sir.
I want to thank all the men and women that fight for our country, fight for our freedom, all the first responders. We'll be seeing you.
Thank you very much, Roy. We appreciate you, buddy. You have a great day.
You too.
And look at you, Teresa, up in Tannetown.
Tawny.
I've already forgot it. There.
Johnny tickles me. When he wins, this is what he does.
I know. I didn't want to laugh out loud.
Oh, yes,
like,
you
I
mean, did.
Laugh. Okay, well, you go over there.
Yeah,
good job keeping it in. That's all I want to say.
I wish I had something in my life that mattered to me as much as this game does to him.
Well, y'all are victorious.
Good work. Thank you, Teresa. You made my day, baby.
Woohoo!
Thanks. You guys made mine, too, and I would give a shout-out, but I can't beat Roy's shout-out. That was an awesome shout-out.
Yeah. Awesome, Teresa. Thank you, baby. Hang on with Jackie. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio, and we got our classic bit request of the morning right here. Off the wall, we got Jenny Smith out of Geneva, Texas. And Jenny says, please play Give Calhoun the Ball. All right. Yeah, but it's football season.
All right.
All right, Jenny, you got it. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Thursday, September the 9th. And classic beer request from Jenny Smith out of Geneva, Texas. Here we go, Jenny. Classic.
Come on. That's a 1-2-1-2. Yeah. Is this one right here?
It's on.
It's on. It's on. Jackpot. Billy. Surrender. Rowdy Raven, don't poop. Reverend Ernest Neeson sat here with you this morning, flying solo.
Uh-huh.
I know what you're saying. Why don't you fly so low, won't be able to hear you. And Agoba is not here this morning. Right. He's been struck down by influenza.
Oh.
He opened his window yesterday and influenza. Enza Perkins. I just got that out of pulpit puns, the October issue, though I tried out on it.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
What?
You said, hey, Ralph, won't your congregation, when you use that for the pulpit, to hear the joke and not laugh as hard.
Uh-huh.
Like my congregation, listen, this old heathen white boy show, there ain't no chance for that anyway.
Okay,
so,
good.
What I'd like to do here is entertain you with one of my world famous life analogies.
Oh, boy.
On broadcast this morning.
Okay.
If I may.
All right.
It was a ball game. It was a football game, is what it was.
Uh-huh.
Out in Pisgah High School a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Not the big Pisgah High School, little Pisgah High School.
Little Pisgahs. All right.
And it was a game, and oh my goodness. In my old high school, matter of fact, we're playing the best team in the state. This team was undefeated.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to know they was whooping us.
Ooh.
I mean, they was whooping us bad.
Uh-huh.
The score was 59-0, and I would have had the fifth string in.
Right.
And we couldn't even get close to scoring. Everybody was beat up. Oh, it was terrible.
I'm sorry.
So the game was so far out of the way, a couple of boys in the stands started hollering for the coach to put Calhoun in. Now, Calhoun ain't never played in a ball game. Calhoun was not a very good athlete.
Uh-huh.
But so the boys started yelling, give Calhoun the ball. Give Calhoun the ball. I mean, the game was out of reach. And they just started yelling. Pretty soon, more people in the stands picked up the chance and give Calhoun the ball. Little old Calhoun, he's sitting on the bench just looking around. The score went up to about 75. Give Calhoun the ball. Give Calhoun the ball. Well, later the score was up to about 85 to nothing. And pretty soon, the players on the bench started hollering to the coach, give Calhoun the ball. Then the spectators on the other side of the field picked up the chant. By the time the score was about 103 to nothing, late in the game, the spectators on the other side was hollering, give Calhoun the ball. Then their cheerleaders picked it up. Give Calhoun the ball. Pretty soon, the coach of the other team was hollering with everybody in the stadium, give Calhoun the ball. Now, pretty soon, the coach of our team sent Calhoun in the ball game. Well, they huddled, and they went up to the line, and here it was. Everybody, give Calhoun the ball. Well, they faked the Calhoun and handed off to the running back. He was down. Give Calhoun the ball. Give Calhoun the ball. They huddled again. They went up to the line of scrimmage. The quarterback faked another handoff to Calhoun and gave it to the other running back. And people were still hollering. By this time, the coach of our team walked up to the sideline hollering, give Calhoun the ball! So they went back in their huddle. And they took too much time. It was a 5-yard penalty. They went back in the huddle again. Everybody hollered, give Calhoun the ball! Give Calhoun the ball! They huddled. They stayed in that huddle. Another delay of game call. They was back 5 yards again. And another one, and another one. Finally, the quarterback of our team walked in the middle of the field. With the whole stadium, even people driving by outside the stadium, was hanging their heads out the window. Give Calhoun the ball. Give Calhoun the ball. The quarterback held his hands up. And he made a complete circle at the 50-yard line in the middle of the field with his hands up and everything. The whole stadium grew quiet. It was so quiet you could hear a pin drop. The quarterback put his hands up to his mouth and said, Calhoun said he don't want the ball. Calhoun didn't want that ball.
He didn't want it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this little analogy as much as I did.
That was a good one.
Now, I have another one.
No.
Fine. Maybe I'll save that one till later. That's fine.
Please.
That's fine. Y'all boys have a good day. Wait there.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Right or dead. Let's see what's happening in the foothills of North Carolina. It's Merle Fest coming up September the 16th through the 19th. We're talking to our buddy Paul Thorne at Tupelo. Paul will be playing there Sunday on the Creekside stage. And man, we got us a lineup at Merle Fest. You got Sturgill Simpson, Tedeschi Trucks Band, nice. Melissa Etheridge, Mavis Staples, Leanne Rhyme, Shovels and Rope, the Milk Carton Kids, Sam Bush Band, just to name a few.
And that is only naming a few. I mean, it's ages of people. Yeah.
This is a fun 3-day festival.
Shovels and Rope, I don't know if you've ever heard their stuff, but that's a good band. They did a Tiny Desk concert on one of the NPR shows. You really should see it. Just Google it through YouTube.
All right. You got them up there at Merle Fest, Wilkes Community College, beautiful campus. For a full list and all the details you need, you go to merlefest.org. Yeah, man. It was a couple years ago when right after Merle Fest, remember Robert Earl Keen was playing?
Yeah.
Went up there, talked him into coming back by Charlotte from the mountains, and we put on Pearl Fest for my dog.
That's right. Yeah.
Good time. So, Pearl, yeah.
Aww.
Oh, I hate to have to wake her up. It's time to go home.
She's so
having a good nap. All right.
And can I just give you an apology, please?
Yeah, what you got?
I write on the board the dates, and I believe I might have caused you to go astray today. I had August up there. So for all those
not,
that are going to...
Not even really close.
Not even really. Well, not even August. Close. It was like...
It wasn't a spelling error that we've become so used to and adored.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, I was... completely inaccurate.
Yeah. Gerald, just for everybody who wants to Facebook and say, stupid John boy, it was me, and he reads everything I put in front of him. So yeah, I do realize we're in September. It's just taking me a little while to warm up
and
to
don't
it.
Sell us short. We're all really stupid. Yeah, no doubt about that.
But I'm the stupidest of us all.
It only took me about 2 hours before it dawned on me. Well, because I was reading August 9th earlier. I said, man, that's my anniversary. If I missed that, is it snuck up on me? Well, it was a month ago. I'd already forgot about it.
See, this is why they canceled Pearl Fest this year.
Yeah, I put that on you.
At our age, time does go that fast.
It really does, doesn't it?
So, my apologies.
All right. So, in case y'all noticed earlier, I hope I didn't mess you up. So, man, lost a month out there somewhere.
No, I don't think that they were. I think they're like, stupid. It was me.
All right, perfect. So it's normal.
Yeah, normal.
Broadcast day. All right. Well, check it out and you go back in here, you know, if you'd like to relive August 9th.
Let's do.
The John Boy Miller's Late Risers podcast. It'll be available before high noon today. There's a pressure you work on the ranch. All right, Billy, let's get it on.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
All right, hope you have a great rest of your Thursday, September the 9th. Boy, time flies.
Look how I got to find out about it.
And we'll see y'all on tomorrow. We love you and we mean it.
You're a one-of-a-kind girl with a mind of her own. Now, see, that's what people hate.
Oh.